TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Wait, do we need to sync up anymore?
Nope.
Oh, man.
We are synced.
It's the end of an error. Error.
I mean, both, if you think about it. Burn, Skype.
Wow, crazy.
You want to just say cock at the same time for funsies?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
1, 2, 3, cock.
Got
cock.
Oh, damn it. Oh, I hate you.
Classic Noah.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week...
Your mama is so fat. When Dracula
how fat is she?
Oh my god.
You nutsack. I actually saw two movies this week that I hadn't seen before.
Well, fuck my dick and shit in my mouth.
Mmm, tastes good.
Tim, I heard you. I heard you do the
thing.
I laughed at it, Tim.
Where's the disconnect, Andy?
The equivalent of a grand jury has been seated because they finally decided that this is something that's like a bridge too far, too obviously criminal.
So what you're saying is Kevin Feige will produce the next Spider-Man movie,
yep.
And then Spider-Man will be in at least one more Avengers movie.
And when you hear this sound... That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Who are you? Who are we?
I don't know. Welcome to TanCast.
We got Tan last week to do.
We are living
let's
in the future.
What happened in the future?
That's where we're living. We are living in it. That's what happened to it.
The future.
The future.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
Horror.
All right, let's look up these Tan laughs. Noah's excited about them.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Send in some knock-knock jokes. Send in some yo mama jokes. Send in some damn dick jokes. Because Tim and Noah going to read them to you. Eventually, they're going to read them to you. Send them on in so we can read them to you. Your mom at TanCast.com. Now
it's time
for Tan Laughs.
Do it.
I have two.
One just in time for Halloween, but I feel like there might have been one for more recently than that.
Just in time for Halloween? Did that just go to you?
It was back in September.
All right. That's the month that we're in.
All the way back now.
Barely. But yes. No, what's your mom?
Huh. I don't see
Tyler.
It.
There's not a day goes by that I regret doing that.
I have a Tyler one, but it's not has nothing that says it. Well, my Tyler one is from July, so it's clearly not the same one.
Any new listeners, if you email your mom at tancast.com, it goes to all of us.
That's right, baby. Because we love your mom. And we all get in on that.
Yeah. Also, fucktards at tancast.com.
His mom has got it going on.
And I'm never going to regret doing fucktards either.
So, yeah, it says, Hey, just in time for Halloween, here's some spooky yo mama jokes.
Do the hey better.
Hey.
You guys are ridiculous.
Your mama is so...
Sorry.
You ready? Ready?
Yep. No,
ready?
I'm getting
ready. Ready? You ready? Mm-hmm. You okay?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right. Your mama is so fat when Dracula sucks
how fat
sucks
is
her-
she?
Oh, my gosh.
You nutsack. Oh, man, I mean, honestly, I almost did that myself.
Your mom is so fat.
How fat is she?
when Dracula sucks her blood, he got diabetes.
Oh, no. Prince Darkness got the sugars.
I like that.
Your mom is so ugly.
How ugly is she?
She went to a haunted house and came out with the application form. Hey-o! Your mama is so fat.
Pennywise said,
"We all float down here except you." Fat.
No, fat floats.
Wait, don't fat people float more?
Yeah. Speaking from experience.
Dear joke, I have a problem with your science.
Science check on Tancast.
Maybe in water. We're not in water. Maybe. Maybe.
Wait.
Maybe.
What do they float in? It?
Sewage?
I don't know.
The air?
You know, I don't think it literally is like we're in water. I think it's just kind of like a thing he says. I mean, they do float in air.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
When I mean, he does this thing.
Guys, I have something to admit.
Yes.
I have put some weight on back on recently, some of the weight that I lost. Just the new job and yeah, everything. I now weigh too much to float in air. That's I know it's shameful.
I thought you were going somewhere with that.
Classic mistake, Noah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you live and learn.
No, apparently you don't.
You sometimes live and learn.
Yeah, because you've known me for like 20-something years.
You live and learn.
Yeah.
And then
other
get
people
loves.
Live and learn.
Is that it? Is there more?
That's it.
Okay.
Well, this is the kind of jokes Tyler was writing about in July.
Oh.
It's been a while. You have no idea, Tyler.
Been a while.
But here's some jokes for the show. Yo mama's so short.
How short is she?
She hangs out with Legos.
I mean, you could still be tall and hang out with Legos. I mean, I'm questioning logic of that joke.
All right, fair enough. Your mama's so ugly.
How ugly?
When she signed on to GTA Online, she got a 5-star wanted level.
They don't give that for being ugly. They give that for committing crimes.
That's how ugly she
is. A crime against faces.
Yep. That just speaks to the magnitude
eyeballs.
Of her ugliness.
Your mama's so old.
How old
is she?
She sat legs and love. Hang on, let's run that back and let me try to say the words the way I wrote it. She's a pretty freaking nerd.
The Swedish chef's telling us some jokes.
She's a pretty teeny burn nerd. Oh, mama.
Dermby, 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 beach me earlier.
She sat next to Moses in the third grade.
I mean, there could be a kid named Moses in your class, you know.
I mean, it's not a common name, but it's not an unheard of name.
I met a girl named America Paloma.
I met a girl named Death.
No, you didn't.
Mm.
Maybe
I used to know a girl named Today.
I'm sorry. Too many dumb jokes about that name all collided in my head. It
never
just came
put
out
off
as
tomorrow when you can do today.
I never did her. Although I did. I mean, it was when I was much younger. But I think I found her attractive when I was younger. I was like, oh, she's a lovely looking lady.
Let's find her. Let's make this happen.
I can't imagine there's a lot of people named Today out there.
Just Google that shit. You remember her last name? Probably don't want to say it on the show.
No, I don't remember last name.
Well, that's going to make it harder.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, though?
I mean it's
Google,
such an uncommon
yes.
word
Facebook.
To be Googling.
No, like, if you, like, try to search for people on Facebook, I feel like you would get a better chance just by Today.
What if she's not on Facebook?
I mean, this is entirely possible.
Facebook is like, would you like to see your friend's walls from Today? No.
Yeah, it's got to be all like, Today I went to the store and bought some cheese. No, Facebook, I'm looking for the person's name. Today.
There are some people named Today. Some are two space day.
I'm going to change my name, my first name to the and my last name to and make myself completely ungoogleable.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank
Let me
you.
Get the one last joke out of the way.
Yeah,
your mama's so fat.
How fat is she?
She needs cheat codes for Wii Fit.
Oh, damn.
Thanks, Tyler, from the past and the future.
The future. Well,
I guess it's all the past.
Yeah, it's all the past.
Past and the distant past. Andy, you got something?
Should I? I didn't even log in to check.
Typically what this segment is.
I don't know. I didn't know. I came unprepared.
If only there had been two people telling jokes with enough time for you to get prepared.
I'm still thinking about how much my insides hurt, Tim.
I guess your boyfriend got all up in them guts?
Yep, all up in them guts.
All up in them guts.
Yep.
What? You want to put my guts?
My boyfriend's name's apparently Mac and Cheese.
It's not Andy's boyfriend. It's thruple. Just some guy he met on Tinder?
Grindr.
I mean, I guess you could meet him on Tinder, too.
Sure.
Yeah, right? You could. Grindr's more the, like, I'm going to just wear how close to me you are right now. Can you come fuck me? From what I've heard, I've not used it. From what I heard. That makes me think of that rock skit about the child molesting robot. Where it's like, see, that guy gets it. He's like, I don't get it.
Stop dragging me into this. All right. I have a 10 left.
Go for it.
This comes from Rockin' Roger. Tim stuck in a loop. I'm going to let him finish. All right. Tim done. All right. A man comes home after a drunken night and passes out on the couch. In the morning, his upset wife woke him up. Where the hell were you all night? The hungover man answered. I was in the Golden Bar. You wouldn't believe it. They have two golden doors at the entrance, real golden tiles on the floor, and a golden urinal. The wife didn't believe him and wanted to catch him in a lie. I don't believe you. I'm going to call them. She found the number for the Golden Bar. Bartender answered, Golden Bar? Do you have golden doors to get into the bar? Why, yes, we do. Do you have golden tiles on the floor? Solid gold. Yes, we do. Finally, do you have a golden urinal? The barman held the phone out and said, Harry, I think this is the... Shit,
nailed
I'm sorry.
It.
Nailed it.
Do you have a golden urinal? The barman held the phone out and said, Harry, I think this is a lead into who pissed into your saxophone.
Are people honking outside Noah's window?
They are.
Big kiss, Rock and Roger.
Wow, I'm surprised you heard that.
It was sustained. It was like...
It was. That's always like when people are like, so like, it heard you the first time. Like, you holding it down for like 5 minutes is not going to do anything.
I mean, it gets more annoying the longer you do it, so.
Well, more likely to like cause a road rage incident. Like, they, you know, someone's upset, you know, maybe someone cut them off or wasn't paying attention. And they just, it's like, that's not doing anything. Like, it's done. People have moved on with their lives.
You know what? My anger isn't done, so I need to keep honking.
I once had somebody backing up towards me, and I hit the horn, and they stopped, and then they started backing up towards me again. So I just had to hold on the horn.
I mean, sure, in those cases, maybe it helps.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was about 50-50 at that point. Like, some of it was clearly you didn't look around enough the last time, and you think it didn't apply to you. But it does. And part of it was just, you dumb motherfucker. So some of it was just the horn screen of the horn. No.
Oh, you get your horn to say that.
Yes. It was the horn version of me screaming. That's
the motherfucker.
Words I was like, yes. Yep. There was some guy who, like, he put a sound bar basically into his car, and he had three different versions of his horn. One was like a cute little R2-D2 thing. One was a cute, like, excuse me, beep, beep. And the other one was like a, you know, fog horn, like, fuck you, motherfucker. Or a train horn or some shit like that. I'm like, yes, I need horns that express my moods.
So? How the fuck was that?
I'm just messing with you. Go on, Tim.
Go ahead.
I hate all of you.
We know. We're well aware.
How the fuck does everyone fucking weak fuck ass fuck you and your fuck face? I'm gonna start playing loud jingles again. Now you fucking earned it. You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
Do it.
Do it!
No, I'm going to do it at my own time.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Are they really technical, though? It's more like attitudinal. All right, Tim, do the thing. We'll be quiet. We'll be good.
How the fuck is everyone's fucking weak, fuckass?
How the fuck was everyone's weak? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How is your motherfucking weak?
Well, I mean, if you're going to say it like that, Tim, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, are you not playing the jingle for that?
No. It turns out when I play the jingles and then I edit my... I re-level... Adjust the, you know, the thing that does the auto-adjust level. Fuck you! Yeah, in your face! Fuck you!
Easy for you face. To say, Tim.
Your face! Fuck it!
Ooh, boy.
Anyway, when I do the thing with the levels at the after we all record our audio, it the jingles end up all screwy. Like the background music all of a sudden becomes super loud in the background.
Mm.
It's no good. So if it was just a jingle that went and left as soon as it was done, it would probably be okay. But when like it has that the low like a music bed underneath, and so the levelator messes with it, so it's like super loud while you're talking.
Okay.
Like how the fuck was everyone's week? Actually, it's not
that's
that
what we
part.
Need. We
it's
need
like,
a black
how
metal version.
How was your motherfucking week?
No.
Okay.
Tim,
okay.
Black metal versions of all of our jingles from now on. That's the new thing we need.
Why gotta be black metal, motherfucker? Shit.
Well, you got me there. Impeccable
crack
logic.
Crack ass cracker.
Crack ass cracker. Tell you what, I kill the first show, those crackers, I mean business.
Yeah, the crackers really do have a really nice aisle. Come on, Noah. You saw Sausage Party. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you?
No, that movie looked terrible to me.
I thought you said you saw it. Did I dream an entire episode of Tancast?
I saw it.
Tim saw it. I forgot which black friend it was.
You racist motherfucker.
You racist motherfucker.
And on that day, I was the cracker ass cracker. I'm sorry, friends. I've let you down. I don't think it's that I confused the two of you. It's just I didn't care about your lives.
Oh, that's okay. We don't give a fuck about yours.
That's good.
Are you married?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm going to... You're getting some noise because I'm going to readjust. Hold on.
Okay.
What's that noise? What's that noise?
I got to plug in my laptop.
Oh, wait. Now it's perfect time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Because I can hear it. It's not just insert and post editing.
There, I'll just fade it out right afterwards. Maybe that'll work.
That sounds good. Now we just sit here with our dicks in our hands.
Wait, how else do you record Tancast?
I mean, if I'm not masturbating furiously, what's the point?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, there we go. There's Noah.
I put the me in me time.
Yeah.
There we go. I was laying in bed, but then my laptop wasn't plugged in.
Oh,
and now
dear.
It's plugged in.
Oh, no.
Would you like me to talk like George Takei, Mort Mike? Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, good.
There was nothing to be added once you said it.
All right. I just in case what's the audience fanfare? Didn't know, like, what the hell happened to Andy said?
Oh, there you go.
Yay!
Is that just recorded?
Yep.
Oh,
no.
So it's just like no, it's just like that bitch with Eddie saying, "I'm just gonna hit some sound effects."
Tim just has a keyboard over there, Noah. He's just playing along with us.
It's a good one.
Yep. All right. Is Noah ready to talk about how the fuck everyone's week was?
Yes.
I actually saw two movies this week that I hadn't seen before.
Well, fuck my dick and shit in my mouth.
Tastes good.
Yesterday.
Speaking of tomorrow, yesterday?
Yeah, well, speaking of tomorrow, one of the movies was yesterday.
Oh.
No, today.
How was that?
Speaking of today, not tomorrow, today. Tomorrow comes today. No, today comes tomorrow. It was good. You guys know, longtime listeners probably know, that I appreciate a good, you know, sort of magical realism. And there were definitely some fantastical elements of the movie, but it was also like, When I was watching the previews for it, I wasn't super interested because I thought it was just going to be like the whole movie is just going to be, you know, one dude's like kind of fan wank of like, look, watch me do Beatles karaoke for 120 minutes. But there's actually a lot more to the movie than that. There are a lot of Beatles songs. There is a lot of this dude singing the Beatles. But there's a lot more of a kind of a deep dive into like what the Beatles meant to him and like what the fact that the Beatles have just suddenly disappeared from the world, or maybe this isn't the world. Maybe it's a dream. Who knows?
It's not a dream.
It's not a dream. But yeah, like the world changed and like, what does that mean to him? And like, how does that affect him? And how does it affect his relationships with other people? And how does it affect how he thinks of himself? Like, there's layers of depth, and also a lot of Beatles tunes, which it's like layers of depth plus Beatles tune is like, that's my jam. So it was good. I also saw It Chapter 2.
Wait, before you get to that, yeah. At some point, someone asked Noah's friend, hey, today, you want to see Yesterday tomorrow?
Jesus Christ, Tim.
Look, oh. I didn't step on his whole review just so I could hold on to that till he was done. not wait till the end of It too.
Champing at the bit.
Yes,
oh,
I was.
We got a good one, guys.
Oh, this just is it.
Oh. Long-time listeners
will also up to this.
They'll also know that Tim making dumb puns is also my jam. Oh, it's like you ever clean out your ears? You get that spot where it's like, oh man, that's a deep itch, and I don't know if that's great or awful, but I just got to keep on going with that. That's like Tim dumb puns is like that, like right inside my brain.
That's a wonderful metaphor.
Thank you.
I guess it's a simile because you said
yes. Because I said like yes. Oh man, yeah. Can't get Grammar Girl upset at us. She could crush us.
For a second, I thought you said kinky Grammar Girl.
Yeah,
not...
I thought you said kinky Grammar Girl. I was like,
no. I said can't get.
I was like, kinky Grammar Girl upset with us. I'm not gonna lie. I am interested.
Tell me more.
Tim's Google searches just went a weird way.
Oh no.
Yes. Anyways.
Respect.
Yes. Definitely.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
That woman is turning out quality content.
She's doing like a video series right now.
Oh, nice. I wasn't aware of that. I regularly though, like I'll be writing up some piece of like documentation or something like that. And I'll be like, I don't know if Toe the Line is T-O-E or T-O-W. Grammar Girl?
And she appears after you say her name three times.
Grammar Girl, Grammar Girl, Grammar Girl. And she tells me what it is. And then I forget, and I can't remember anymore. I know I learned this. I'm going to have to relearn it. This is why I'm not successful like Grammar Girl.
I mean, that and many other reasons.
Well, yes. I mean, yes. Yes. Dumb, unattractive, generally lazy.
All right. All right.
Don't
insult my friend Andy. Andy.
I shouldn't continue? Okay. All right. Sorry. It, chapter two. Long. It should have been shorter, but I'm not sure exactly what they should have trimmed. Like it was one of those things where it's like no individual piece of it seemed like, oh, this is just so fucking ponderous. But at a certain point in the movie, I was like, how the fuck long has this movie been going on?
It's interesting that they is so long and there's so much character development in the first movie and there's not really much character development in this movie.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff where it's like, instead of addressing like how the adults have changed, it was like, we're going to flashback to stuff that happened to the kids.
That's true.
And I was like, should more of these scenes have just been in the first movie and fewer in this one? Because it seems like we're going back and redeveloping the kids. Oh, and so Caitlin didn't notice so much and it didn't bother her as much. But apparently the kids, I mean, as tweens will do, like apparently their bone structures have changed and they had to de-age them. And I'm pretty sure it's harder to do with kids than it is with adults. They look a couple, especially a couple of scenes with the bigger kid Ben. They look like creepy waxwork dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I did not notice either.
Oh, it was yeah. If you go back, like, there's parts where like the like Ben's mouth is moving wrong. It's pretty clear that they did like a bunch of ADR because like their voices were changing. I'm not sure if it was even like the same kid or like they just had another kid with a similar voice, like do the voice because their that kid's voice hadn't changed yet. But yeah, there it was problematic. Like the girl Beverly was like and I think it's probably just because girls develop faster than boys.
Yeah.
Nah, don't do it. I meant Tim.
Yeah. They have screenplays produced because they develop faster.
Yes, sure.
They're like, look, I've developed this entire series.
They don't have to shake the Polaroid because it develops faster.
All right. That works.
Tim, you got real quiet, by the way. I'm sure Level Later will take it out.
Is that better?
It is better, yes. Yeah, so kids were like unintentionally creepy, and the rest of it was like a creepy movie. But like I haven't started watching Barry yet, but damn, Bill Hader is a good actor.
How good is he?
So good enough to make me say, "Damn, Bill Hader's a good actor."
Classic
tautologies.
Addie, the part in the house, and towards, you know, that's really spoiler towards the end, and he's like. Bill Hader goes, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
And that made me laugh so hard.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh. I don't even know what happened after that. I was laughing so hard.
Just the delivery. Oh, there it is.
Oh, like, I mean, he's playing a character that's supposed to have, like, great comedic timing. Like, he plays the guy who's supposed to be the smartass. But... he fucking nails it. But, like, that's there's more to his character than just that. So, like, when he's scared of shit, like, he plays that well. When he's, like, feeling like parts of his life are falling apart, he plays that well. Yeah, like, so there's like, levels of depth to his character. They got a ton of really great actors for this, though. So, like, all in all, you know, I felt like it was well acted. I felt like it was well directed. There were parts that were like, there were some decent jump scares. Usually I can see jump scares coming. And I also don't like an over-reliance on jump scares. So there's also some parts where it's just like psychological dread is happening right then. So like, no, the part where, Beverly sees, Pennywise without his face paint on and he starts applying the face paint. Like there's no like jump scare there. It's just this is just fucking dreadful. This is happening right now. This is just awful.
I mean, also the part in the mirror, the mirror room.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
It was a good movie. I mean, I don't know if I liked it as much as the first one, but it was not bad.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I think it was definitely decent. I think I liked Yesterday a little bit more.
And I assume since it's in theaters, Andy, you did not watch Freaks.
No. Actually, we considered it, but decided on it Chapter 2.
Yeah. That's fair.
We did a date night because my in-laws were in town. Oh, which is also how my week was.
Oh, that's right. We were off a week.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's how was everyone's weeks, plural. I don't remember the week before that. I don't remember if I did anything fun or whatever. I've just been super, super fucking busy with work for the last 2 weeks. Just, you know, adulting. Because there's...
as adults will do.
Yeah. I was actually trying to take some time off this week to spend some time with my in-laws, but work shit had just blown up to the point where it was like, nope, that just can't happen. And we had we did have two people who were working on a project with me out all last week. So that's probably why I don't really remember last week. Because like the rest of us who are still in town were like, okay, well, the wheels on this bus still go round and round.
Until they don't.
Yeah.
And you die.
Wow.
Huh? Bleak. What?
Bleak.
Bleak or comforting? I don't know. Maybe something to look forward to. I don't know. None of us know. Fucking gnat flying around me. Did I do anything else fun? No, my family went to a museum without me. Oh, I went to
That's what you are. Unforgettable.
I went to a baseball game.
Near or up close.
Which is my first time at the new Braves Stadium that they built in Atlanta. And much
because he was Nat King Cole, Andy. That's why that's funny.
I get it.
You said there was a Nat.
Yes.
And we sang Nat King Cole.
Tim, I heard you. I heard you do the thing. I laughed at it, Tim.
Where's the disconnect, Andy?
Was it that I didn't actually say why I was laughing, that I just laughed?
It's that you didn't throw us on your shoulders like heroes and parade us around the stadium.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on.
The Brave Stadium.
Why don't you both hop up on one shoulder each? They're nice broad shoulders. just get right up on up there. Okay. Are you ready? You seated comfortably?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you got a clear seat? Okay. You feel secure? Am I holding you high enough?
I feel like he's being sarcastic now.
Yeah. Okay.
No, he's not. He's into it.
All right. Let's do the thing. Okay. Ready? Rudy. 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 I'm seeing you guys look like Rudy Huxtable.
Oh. Baby! All right. That's fine. What?
Oh, baby.
Is that the theme song? What are you doing?
That one lip sync thing they did. Super famous.
I do not remember.
Hold, please. I will find the link while Andy tells you about what he was actually saying when I interrupted him.
Andy knows what you were talking about. I went to a Braves game, and much as I hate where they put the stadium and why and the access to the stadium, oh, man, we parked like... I thought that there was a shuttle that came out to where we parked. Nope. It is walk your fucking fat ass into the park from where we parked. Oof.
Is that
was in the sun, in the late summer heat. At least it wasn't like midsummer heat, but it was still fucking hot. And like just not a cloud in the sky and not a scrap of shade on the sidewalk and uphill. I'm like, this sucks.
So it was a lot of stuff.
Then we got there.
So going to a baseball game. You just encapsulated how it is.
Then we got there.
You just said baseball
sucks.
Game.
And we had some good food. And we had some good beer. And, I mean, they weren't cheap.
Hooray, beer.
They weren't cheap, but it was less than some other places. Not as good, apparently, though, as Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, which is like, nah, fuck it. We're not, like, you're here to enjoy a game. You're not here to have every last possible ounce of cash squeezed out of your wallets. So it's like beers are like $4 and hot dogs are like $1.50 or something like that. I'm like, the Braves Stadium needs to be like the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Like, let's just make that the case everywhere. Cause like this shit is, you know, $10 for a big ass beer is like, that's a bit much. That beer should have been more like $6.
But yet you paid it.
Well, I did. Cause you can't go to a ballpark and not have a beer.
And then that's why
really?
You get charged.
Every trip to a ballpark I've done, I've not had a beer.
Well, yeah, then you suck out loud. And you've just admitted that to everyone.
But he has more money in his pocket.
This is true.
Well, you know.
This is true. Yeah. But we went for my father-in-law's birthday. So Caitlin was like, I finally talked you into going to a Braves game. I'm like, well, I mean, shit's expensive. She's like, those seats weren't that bad. They were like only $29 a piece. I'm like, so like $100 for you and me and Drew. And that's before we buy like food or snacks or anything.
What's Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Like what goes on there?
That is football and Major League Soccer.
Got it.
And concerts and whatnot.
And
so that's our dome where we had the Super Bowl.
There's a Super Bowl?
There was a Super Bowl.
Excuse me.
Aren't they done with that shit yet?
Haven't they just been like, all right, you won this year. You're good. Let's stop
get
this.
It. You're good. You're good at footballs.
I feel like
done.
One team should get the Super Bowl. Another team should be like, you know, the Fantastic Bowl. Another one should be the Awesome Bowl.
And the other one should be at least you tried bowl.
Yeah. Another one will be the, oh, sweetie.
Bowl. Wow. Oh, wow!
I love
that
the
big
at least
laugh.
You tried bowl. Welcome back to the at least you tried bowl.
They're putting in a good effort.
Once again, it's the Oakland Raiders versus the San Francisco 49ers, and somehow they both lost.
They both managed to score negative points, we didn't even know that could happen.
I gotta say that the last part is not my joke. Some comedian said, like, Bay Area sports teams are so bad, the Raiders played the 49ers, somehow they both lost. But it's always funny. Unfortunately, I can't give that comedian credit. I can only tell you, it's not me. He played in San Jose over a decade ago, so Google it. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you?
A comedian played in San Jose over a decade ago. Oh, boom, got it.
Schmitty McGee.
How the fuck was everyone else's weeks?
Well, I went to Santa Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
And volunteered breaking down a Alzheimer's walk. Mm-hmm. Made a little joke.
Breaking down an Alzheimer's walk? You're like...
yo, you don't know where you're walking anymore.
Because they forgot.
Oh, yeah. I made a similar joke. Well, we were cleaning up and like we're like telling people where to put away chairs. I'm like, you're not going to remember this, but we got to clean up.
And they were like, no, Noah, no, not appropriate.
No, the one guy I told it to, he thought it was very appropriate.
And then the best part is you got to tell him again.
And then I went to a show that evening called Pop-Up Magazine, which was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they say it's like magazine in stage form. It's really just storytelling with visuals and music. But yeah, it was good. I mean, yeah, it was good. It's not necessarily personal stories. Sometimes stories people researched. I'm trying to think what were some good ones. There's one lady who was trans who was talking about finding their voice and learning how to use a voice for singing. That was pretty good. Oh, crap, now I'm totally blanking on them. But it was good. It was good. I sat next to an attractive lady that I wouldn't have liked to ask out, but she was with a guy. And I don't think they were together, but I was like, what if they are? Like, she kept laying his head on her shoulder, but then he would, like, put his hand on her knee, and she would not, like, you know, like, sometimes you put your hand on your lady's leg, and then they'll put their hand on your hand. She'd not do that. So I was like, I don't know, it's tough to read. Mm. So this is my neighborhood, though. So if I run into her, I'm like, hello.
I would say if he's putting his hand on her knee, unless he's her dad, that's a pretty clear sign they're together.
I think, to me, it seemed like more a sign of like, I would like to be with you. Or maybe we're just affectionate. Because I feel like if you put your hand on someone you're dating Z, they usually will touch you back.
Mm. What if you're married?
I mean, I don't know.
Spoiler alert.
Then you should put your hands on other people's knees.
Yeah. Well, I didn't ask her out, so it was fine. All right. And if I see her again, though, I will.
All right.
Like, how you doing?
Then I went to the horse races.
The horse races?
The horse races.
Oh, okay.
For it was Dollar Days, where you can get dollar hot dogs and dollar beers.
Dollar beers.
And I bet on a horse that did not win. It was called... Unlawful act, which I like.
I would have had to bet on unlawful act myself.
There were some good ones.
Was there a horse right here named Paul Revere, and there was a guy who said the weather's clear?
No.
Oh.
We were thinking of good horse names, and one I came up with was hung like a dot dot dot.
Oh no, that's the best. That is the best horse name. There will be no better.
I think I thought of another good one, too, but I can't remember it now. Oh, fuck. I mean, it's not really my jam. It was interesting. One horse like was like, fuck this shit, and got away from its like his jockey and was just like taking off down the track. Like, not a race, just like, I want the fuck out of here.
Yep.
He's like, freedom!
Exactly.
Apparently a hatch pops open, the horse underground railroad takes it away.
Horsey Tubman. So apparently they have horses that escort the horses to the gate. So it's like a horse that walks next to the other horse, I guess, to comfort it while it goes race.
Noah?
I'm like, oh man, those horses must be shitty at racing.
No, those horses are the equivalent of black cops.
Oh no. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it too political?
No. Horses aren't black people.
I thought a lot of the Seinfeld joke. They knew they were going to get shot. if they broke their leg, they'd be like, take it easy. Easy stepping, guys.
You win. I'll place whatever it is. Important thing is your health.
Yeah.
And a little about betting, there's...
Oh, I forgot about that.
There's show, place, and win?
Yes.
Win, show, place.
Yes.
Yes. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, win is first place.
I thought it was win, place, show.
Oh, maybe it's the other way. But how do you know what it is,
Tim? I think that's right. We used to do, the radio station, we used to do Knights of Bay Meadows a lot.
Oh, okay.
Where they also had $1 hot dogs. And I also had intestinal distress.
I did not have any intestinal stress, but I did enjoy my $1 hot dogs and my dollar beers.
I was like, you may have stopped at a reasonable amount of dollar hot dogs. That could have been what you did.
I mean, I had two. That was good.
Two was just my warm-up. We were there for a long time, Noah.
I mean, they are hours. Tiny hot dogs.
That's right. I didn't then, but I do now have a big gut to fill up. And I was like, I got to make that gut.
God, this future is for Tim future Tim.
Future Tim is depending on me to make him heavy enough not to float in
the
air.
Future.
He wants to have that God bod.
Yeah.
Wait, the God
we
bod?
We all float down here. Guess again, motherfucker.
A reference to Endgame.
Yes.
Got it.
The God of
got it.
The God of
got
Thunder.
It.
Yes.
Yes. The God of Thunder Thighs. Speaking of which,
silly.
my what? Thor beard is coming in nicely. Hang on, I'm going to send you guys a pic.
Delete. I saw a shit ton of movies.
Mm-hmm.
A shit ton?
A shit ton.
A ton that shits?
I had a shit ton earlier.
Oh, I did finish Dark Crystal, Andy.
Yeah.
And it finished off better. I still don't think I loved it, though. I think part of it is just the story medium of telling the Muppets. I just don't think I'm really into Muppets anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
How dare you?
But man, okay, so small spoiler. When there's a puppet show inside that show.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so the larger spoiler. It was Bill Hader and Andy Samberg, and that also makes me laugh.
Oh.
Just the two of them together was really funny to me.
I didn't recognize their voices. I mean, well, I knew they were in there.
They were both doing crazy voices, so.
I mean, there are so many people that are in there. That
yes.
Keegan-Michael Key, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, he was in there.
The Skeksis.
I mean, there was definitely some I recognized, but yeah, a lot. I was trying to figure out who's that, who's that, who's that.
Whenever the Skeksis Gourmand, the cook one, would show up, Caitlin and I would go, David, I gotta call my mother.
Oh yes, she was funny. I wish everyone had that Amazon thing where you could pause at any moment and be like, "This is this person.
Who's in this?
This scene? Is this
yeah."
Person.
Like the X-ray thing, yeah.
Yeah, especially when it's like, you don't, like, it's people, you know, it's not the actual people, it's just people doing the voices. I'm like, I would like to know.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, because that does not look like Awkwafina.
Did I talk about Freaks on here?
Did you? No, I think okay. We just texted about it, and you said, don't read anything.
Yeah, I read something that kind of spoiled it for me, but it was still enjoyable. But I would say the setup is... This girl and his dad, well, his dad, you know, and his daughter live in this house together, and he's, like, he keeps her locked in and says, like, don't go out there, it's dangerous, there, you know, there's bad people out there. So that's all we'll say.
All right.
But I was generally surprised, and I was like, that was a pretty good movie. It starts off a little slow when you're trying to figure out, like, what exactly is going on, but once it gets there, you're like, oh, all right, I'm on board.
All right.
I watched Hustlers, which was also very good. Jennifer Lopez. It's wonderful. Like,
she's going to be doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
She,
like,
is.
She is a...
attractive lady?
No, just... Well, yes, but also just charming in the movie.
Oh.
Like, yeah, she does a good job.
She's also charming on World of Dance.
It's funny that they got all these... They talked about all these famous people they got to be in the movie. like who was it? Lizzo and Cardi B, and they are not in it much. Like they're kind of the beginning, and then they kind of disappear. I watched also Undone, which is a Amazon series, which is like rotoscope. Is that what's called any rotoscoping where you draw basically like Scanner Darkly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where you take something that somebody like acted and then sort of draw on top of it.
Exactly.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. It's an interesting sci-fi film. Bob Odenkirk's in it. He's very good. The lady who played Battle Angel Alita, like the actress, like they based off the CGI-ish character, she's in it. It's like kind of like a family drama with sci-fi elements. The setup is like this girl gets an accident, and then she starts seeing her dad, who says he's a time traveler. But you're not really sure, is it true, or is she crazy? It's very fantasy, because they can, like, you know, they're drawing over what's film, they can just kind of add whatever they want. So it's a lot of, like, weird trippiness, but I was into it. I saw Haunt, which is like a horror movie, which I think I talked about, which was not bad. Decent. Ad Astra. I don't know if I loved it. I like Brad Pitt. It was interesting. But it definitely, like, for the first part, I'm just like, I'm not into this at all. And then once you get to a certain section, you're like, all right, I'm on board. Very, like, minimal, like, sci-fi. Not, like, a lot. You know, there's some action, but it's, like, it's got a very minimal feel. Like, you know, minimal sound. It's not, like, a big, like, blockbuster. It's, like, you know, it's more ponderous sci-fi.
Ponderous. Fucking ponderous.
And I saw Rambo Last Blood, which is okay.
Did you text us about that?
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
Okay.
So are either of you going to see it?
No.
No.
I have not seen a single Rambo. Today is not the day to start.
So, spoiler.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
The setup is he has, like, a niece or someone related to him. And she get, like, and so she goes to Mexico against his wishes and then gets sold into sex trafficking. And he goes to save her. And you think, oh, maybe he's going to save her before she, like, gets all drugged up and used. Like, nope, that doesn't happen.
Oh.
Like, and they put it, then they cut her face. I'm like, this is fucked up. And then she dies. You're like, whoa.
Jesus
Christ. Like, you did all, and he tries to go save her. And, like, that's what happens. I'm like, you did all that for nothing? Like, but, you know, then he gets revenge. But I'm like, I feel like they could have done the same thing. Without, like, her, like, you wanted him to save her. Like, that is often what they do in horror movies. Like, oh, you saved her. Like, nope, not in Rambo's world.
Not in this crap sack world.
Nope. I mean, I guess that could be real life, but I was just like, oh, how's that? I was just like, that's a little sour taste in my mouth. I'm like, I would like to have saved her before, you know, the bad stuff happened to her.
So, Rambo, run, don't walk.
Yep.
Oh, and it was like, there's some vicious, like, it was gruesome. We're like, ooh. That's rough. Someone described it as Home Alone. If, like, that kid, whatever his name was, a killer. Like,
Kevin?
He's like, he sets up his farm with, like, these crazy booby traps. Because basically, he goes down there, kills one of the guys, those brothers. He kills one of the brothers, knowing that they will come for him. And he goes back to his farm and waits for him.
Oh.
Which I feel like they could have done the same thing. Like, if he had rescued the girl and, like, maybe have killed one of the brothers. And then, like, well, we need revenge on this guy. You know what I mean?
Whoa. Sorry. My screen went to sleep. Freaked me out.
Yep. Mine just did the same thing.
Yeah, I agree. They could have done that thing that you said.
And I just started watching a movie that I have not finished yet, but looks kind of interesting, called In the Shadow of the Moon. It's like a sci-fi Netflix show. Movie.
All right.
That's all I got. Did I do anything else? I don't think so.
I've started watching this show called Two Sentence Horror Stories, which I guess was on the CW, and now is on Netflix. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the concept.
I think I saw that on Netflix while I was perusing around.
Yeah. I think it's popular on Netflix right now. But I don't know if you've heard of the internet meme of two sentence horror stories. Mm-mm. Oh, so, like, maybe it started on Reddit, as most things do.
Yep.
Where someone's like, just, you know, your best horror story in two sentences. And so then, like, there was several posts floating around of, like, a bunch of them together. Like, you know, you just scroll through a bunch of 2-sentence horror stories. And it's like, I don't know what was more disturbing. Seeing my wife, seeing my dead wife and child sitting on my couch, or knowing that someone had broken in and posed them there. Now, that's the whole 2-sentence horror story. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's stuff like that. Like, oh, I woke up tired and heard the sound of nailing, but then I could barely hear the dirt being poured on top of the coffin over the sound of my screams, or something like that. And that's it. That's the whole story.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, so this has got to be a lot of really bite-sized horror vignettes.
Nope.
And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm like, 20 minutes? How long are these sentences?
It's like a long run-on sentence.
Yeah, it's an Andy sentence.
So it turns out you see the first sentence at the beginning of the story, and then they play out a normal Tales from the Crypt. That's a little too wacky, but like, you know, a little horror anthology story. And mm-hmm. then after the story's all over, it shows the first sentence, and now the second sentence sort of makes sense. Like, it's a 2-sentence horror story, and then you can see how the plot was sort of about it. Like, it's never like exact, but it's
like
an general
influenced
idea.
By like,
yeah, yeah, exactly. And just like the No Sleep podcast, when the stories are too long, sometimes it's like, get on with it. I know someone's gonna stab her. Can we get to that point, please? But that, like, well, at least the first one, I was like that for a while, and then all of a sudden, like, there was a twist at the end. I'm like, oh, whoa, well, now. I thought you were just treading water, but you were actually swimming somewhere specific.
Wait, you said one of them was like that?
The very first one, actually.
Oh, well, maybe I'll check it out. Is it worth a watch, the very first one, at least?
Yeah, I'd say it's worth a watch. Right. But like I said, you're going to feel like, boy, this is really going where it's going, and it's... I get it. Oh. Did not see that coming.
VHS, I felt like, was a pretty good, like, horror anthology series. Like, I watched like a couple of them. Have you heard of those ones?
I thought it was a movie.
Sorry, it is a movie, but the setup is like people break into a house, and I can't remember like why the reason, and they find these VHS tapes and they start watching them, and it has like effect on the real world. And like, so it's like the main story, but then there's like these little short like horror stories that are on the VHS tapes that they're watching.
You know, I think I looked it up for some reason.
One is like fucked up, where there's like these people have to keep like masturbating over and over again while they do fucked up shit in front of them. And if they don't finish, then they lose. Like, oh, and they die. It was like this is wrong. It's definitely like a fucked up series.
Way to take a stand, Noah. This is wrong.
This is wrong.
No. What time is it?
What time is? I'm so calling. I don't know what time it is.
We should probably wrap up.
Someone make me some tea.
Of course, and I don't know where my shoes are.
Apparently, Eddie Murphy's doing a Dolomite like biography movie that I had no idea.
I think, isn't it coming straight to Netflix?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. Apparently, it's going to be released in limited time in theaters.
Just so they can get some Oscar contention?
Yeah, I guess.
Because
my friend was telling me about it. I'm like, I haven't even heard about this. And I was like, yep, there it is. I feel like usually when something's come out on Netflix, they usually promote it pretty like, hey, this is coming up on Netflix.
Yeah, I just saw somebody post something about it on Twitter. I'm like, that actually looks quite good.
He did a good interview on Comedians in Cars, getting the coffee.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I enjoyed it.
Spider-Man's back in the MCU, guys.
I heard.
That was the second best news I heard this week.
What's the first?
Oh,
you save a lot of money on your car insurance?
No.
Brandon Routh is playing Superman again?
No, although that warmed my heart a little.
Can't I even care about that?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't ask you a goddamn thing.
Oh. No, son, it's impeachment.
Oh.
Is that a new flavor of gum?
Mm-hmm.
Impeachment?
I mean, they haven't started the process, right? They're talking about it.
Well,
they're inquiring about it.
Yes, they're
doing the investigation.
It. Yes.
Yes. Which is what you should do, because it's supposed to be like, it's supposed to be kind of like a grand jury, where it's like, we do the investigation, we decide if the person should be charged, and then we indict them, and that's what impeachment is. And then the trial goes over, and the jurors are the senators. So yes, it's the equivalent of a grand jury has been seated because they finally decided that this is something that's like a bridge too far, too obviously criminal.
So what you're saying is Kevin Feige will produce the next Spider-Man movie,
yep.
And then Spider-Man will be in at least one more Avengers movie.
Or other Marvel movie. I don't know that it was specifically Avengers.
They're not going to waste him on fucking...
They introduced him in a Captain America movie, Tim.
Come now.
Sir. I mean, it was kind of a closet Avengers movie, but...
I was like, it was Avengers 2.5.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Iron Man gets a lot of the focus in the Avengers movies, so that was like a, we're going to do an Avengers movie, but it's going to be Captain America focused. Fuck it, we'll just call it a Captain America movie.
All right.
Yeah. I don't think I heard anything.
Problem is, though, when they send Spider-Man to the Senate, they're just going to vote down the impeachment.
Yes, unfortunately.
See how I mixed the two things together?
Yep.
I'm so deft at this.
Yes. Deft, I mean, that's comedy
what,
jam.
I mean, I've heard like that's the reason why they haven't done it. Is because it's just like they feel like it's not going to actually happen. So they're like, well, why even do it if it's not actually?
Well, it's not
going to
get removed, and they're worried about like, is this going to cost us votes?
Right.
Like, is this going to make it more popular? Because it'll be like, is this just going to be seen as like nakedly political?
Or they'll feel like it make them stronger. Like, oh, look, he can survive anything.
Yep. Yeah. So they really needed one where it was like, or I guess Nancy Pelosi really felt the need of like, we'll do it, but only if it's like, it would be way worse not to. Like, it would be worse for us to ignore it. And they finally hit that point. I'm like, this dude has been acting like he's above every law, including the Constitution, literally since he was seated or sworn in. That's it. Sworn in? Whatever. Words fail me. Anyway, yeah, just like all the emoluments violations from day zero. Just everything about this has been so fucking criminal. But yeah, I guess this is the one where it's like, this isn't just low key or like, you know, looking shady or whatever. This is like trying to get a foreign government to fuck around with our elections, like trying to get them to do that, like trying to lean on them to do that was just such a huge fucking violation that they're finally like, yep, this is the one. This is the one we can hang our hats on.
I didn't know Loki was involved. That means the Chitauri are coming.
Yep.
Yep. Well, that's going to be a problem.
Jesus Christ, too.
Yep, the Chitauri are coming. Get your mops.
Oh, don't be gross.
Just
wait,
mops.
What? Oh, God. Come mops.
Jizz mops a go-go. That's a deep cut
for
the longtime listeners. Oh, a shout out to Lindsay, who is also listening. When I keep saying we only have like two or three listeners and other listeners keep coming forward and go, I am listening.
Shout out to New Zealand.
I think that's what she said.
A true fan.
Besides New Zealand, I am also listening.
New Zealand, though, what's up?
Oh, and Teresa. Teresa's still listening. She's a couple weeks behind, but she's still listening. So thanks, ladies. It's all ladies.
Mm-hmm. All ladies. All the ladies.
No, Roger's still listening. He sent us a tan laugh.
Maybe he just sent off a tan laugh. He's like, I know they need it. I'm not listening to their shit. I just want to do something to help their sinking ship.
Help the less fortunate. we'll take it. We'll take pity attention.
All right. Actually, well, my wife is about to leave for church with my 8-year-old, so I'm going to have to pay attention to my 4-year-old, so let's wrap this up.
He doesn't go to church?
Church.
Sorry, it's Sunday school, actually.
Oh, okay.
So the oldest is attending. My wife is assistant teaching, so we can't just drag the 4-year-old along.
Guys.
When do kids start Sunday school?
Sunday. Jesus Christ, Noah.
At what age?
I don't know what the specific age that you start Sunday school is.
Depends on the church. Some places are like, you know, preschool welcome, so like 3 and 4-year-olds.
That's literally what my wife just said.
Sweet.
Bye, babe. Bye. I love you.
Sorry. We love you too.
Oh, the boys love you too. She's not interested.
Aw.
About time.
Did you guys hear that?
No.
She came back in the room and goes, it's about time.
She's right, though.
That's Tancast for this week.
Never trust Rambo to save the girl.
Oh, pardon me. Not today. Twist I didn't think was coming. That was fucking weak, but I don't care. We're done with the show. All what right. are you gonna do? It's fucking, you can't get your money back now. Fuck off.
One horse name was Don't Want to Be Glue.
Like a real name or a name you came up with?
A name I came up with.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just the like omitting the word horse would be awesome because you could do like stop beating a dead. Like just that pattern. There's so many options. Don't this look week, a gift. I hate that apparently I picked the weakest vault hunter in Borderlands 3.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Wait, who did you pick, Andy?
I picked Zane. Apparently he's like the only one that doesn't
classic
go.
Classic rookie mistake. I know.
He's the only one that what?
So he looked like it would be cool because it's like, oh man, you can like have two action skills at once. I can be like, here's a bubble shield and also a clone of me. But it's like the action skills apparently themselves are like, they're okay. But like none of them are like everyone else. Like they get like crazy, like broken synchronizations with like, I have a thing that will hit everybody for critical damage like multiple times. And also I can disappear and automatically hit you for critical damage without aiming. Like, well, shit, that's way overpowered. And Zane's like, yeah, I don't have any of that.
All right. Kind of like, there was that one guy who had boar. And like, if you yes. shot like certain things.
Zero.
Like, yeah. Like, it would like, they had levels to them. So like, it was like there were multiple enemies. There was like mm-hmm. one ship that you would shoot and it would just like destroy it because it was like, it was boring through and just yep. amplifying his damage.
Oh, and he was like one of the hardest bosses in the game. And then like, Zero would pop in with boar and be like, yeah, because it was like every enemy that it hit did like a multiplier of damage, but it counted as not only multiple hits, but every subsequent hit was like some multiplier of the previous hit. So by the end, it was like just this like millions of numbers just like flying out of the thing. You're like, oh, those are the good numbers. Those are the death numbers.
Are you going to start over?
I'm only like 10 levels in, which is like pretty quick in the game. I've been playing with Drew. So yeah, I think I'm going to start over and go for Moze, the gunner. She's got a giant robot mech that she can hop into and you can attach weapons to. Yeah.
All right, cool.
The what one with the fuck part of wrapping up made you think we needed to launch into this fucking thing? He hasn't even said he hates Donald goddamn Trump yet.
No, this week I love that Donald Trump is getting impeached.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Who's the one with the pet, Sandy?
God damn it!
Oh, that's Flack, and that's what Drew's playing as.
Okay, cool.
He's good. Flack good, Zane bad. Tancast, it's a wrap.
Yeah. I love Tim.
We love you, Tim.
No, you don't.
We do.
You are filled with lies.
Tim.
What?
Tim. I love you.
What?
I love
no.
you.
No.
Tim.
No.
Timmy.
Tim.
Goddamn no.
Timothy.
Wow. Full name.
Tim.
Timothy.
Tim.
I was going to say your whole name, but I'm like, I don't know if you want your whole name out in the world.
I do like that now Noah can't just randomly stop recording.
Damn it. I mean, I could just shut the window.
Yeah.
Well, then we'd lose the whole episode and I would hate you forever.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be worth it just to get your goat.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Or I could just mute myself. There we go. You see, I found ways to fuck you over, Tim.
Yeah. I can still hear you.
Well, no, I said I could. I'm not going to.
Oh, I thought you were going to.
No, I'm not going to.
I thought you were an evil, twisted human being.
I mean,
well,
I am.
He is, but just not in this way.
All right, have a week.
Yep.
Goodbye, everybody.
I was about to stop. I'm like, I don't need to hit stop. I just do my thing. Let's make my magic.
Stay new to your mom.
Say hello to your mother for me.